This is Rick Malone for the San Francisco Symphony. For all of his success in other genres, Sergei Prokofiev's first love was opera. He wrote his first opera when he was 9 and had completed 3 more by the time he entered the St. Petersburg Conservatory. But his luck in getting his operas produced seemed to be inversely proportional to the time he had spent composing them and to how good he thought they were. The premiere of his first professional opera, The Gambler, was delayed by endless problems in rehearsal and finally canceled by the 1917 revolution. 4 years later, The Love for Three Oranges had to be postponed because the director died. So when he missed the deadline for the production of his third opera, The Fiery Angel, and the company refused to grant him an extension, Prokofiev was prepared. He had worked on the opera for 8 years and felt it contained some of his finest music to that point. After hearing part of it performed in a concert version, he had decided to repurpose it as his Symphony No. 3, which turned out to be a good thing. The opera was never performed during his lifetime. From the time he started at the conservatory, Prokofiev had been seen as an enfant terrible, 4 to 5 years younger than most of his classmates, precociously talented and well aware of it, and courting controversy with his modernist, though brilliant, compositions. By 1921, he was 30 years old and world famous as both a composer and pianist, confident that he could take on a project like The Fiery Angel, a provocative and controversial story about demonic possession with all of its erotic overtones. It's based on one of the first Russian symbolist novels, a story of medieval magic and mystery in which a young woman, Renata, dreams of a fiery angel who will be her one true love. After a series of dark adventures, she enters a convent, but the nuns are convinced that she's possessed. When they try to exorcise her, all hell breaks loose, on stage and in the orchestra. The convent devolves into an orgy, and Renata is condemned by the Inquisition to be burned at the stake. Prokofiev's Symphony No. 3, which premiered in Paris in 1929, doesn't follow the plot of the opera, but it has the same dangerous, demonic edge to it. And he had a hard time convincing the Soviet hierarchy that this was not a decadent work to be condemned. He claimed that the themes had actually come to him before the opera and had, quote, merely returned to their native element without being the least tainted by their temporary operatic sojourn, end quote. The first movement is written in traditional sonata form, exposition, development, recapitulation. It opens with a bang. Clashing chords and tolling bells set up a mood of doom that's not just impending but imminent. A tragedy is about to unfold here. In the opera, it's Renata's wild and obsessive desire to seek out the angel she only knows from her visions. The oboe plays the first haunting theme. Then the strings play a more impassioned melody. While the bassoons and lower strings provide a melancholy second theme for contrast. The first of a series of sinister marches combines the two themes. The development section introduces a third theme, eventually folded together with the first two. Combined themes clash in a titanic struggle, and after a portentous climax with gigantic orchestral chords, and one final menacing march, Recapitulation brings back the first and second themes, but smaller and softer. As if only a shadow remains of what came before. And the lower instruments finish off the movement with a creepy coda. The second movement is taken from the opera's final act when Renata enters the convent. Meditative and contemplative. This section, which opens with a beautiful flute melody, shows that Prokofiev was just as talented at creating delicate textures as he was at massive thundering climaxes. The central section is more unsettling, the violins play a tightly wound melody revolving around a central pitch that rises each time it's repeated. Another sinister march creeps in. While most of this movement is beautiful, tranquil, and slightly eerie, there is always the suggestion of evil lurking just out of sight. The third movement is a traditional scherzo with trio. Supposedly, Prokofiev was inspired by the finale of Chopin's Piano Sonata No. 2. That's the sonata with the famous funeral march, but the great pianist Arthur Rubinstein described the finale as the wind howling around the gravestones. This is the first suggestion in this symphony of the demonic possession that takes over the opera. At times, the five string sections are divided into 13 parts, thickening the texture to a very creepy effect. The trio, though, offers a moment of calm amidst the growing hysteria. When the Scherzo returns, it's accompanied by threatening thuds from the bass drum and brass. The forces of evil are emerging from the shadows. The grim finale starts off slowly. Grotesquely distorted, like the prelude to a funhouse horror show. The pace begins to pick up. Settles into a 20th century counterpart to the March to the Scaffold from Berlioz's Symphonie Fantastique, only this time it's a march to the burning stake. In the opera, Renata's mind dissolves as her passion leads to the unholy orgy in the convent. Here, the brass portray the demons threatening to possess the orchestra's soul. The central section is calmer. And brings back material from the first and third movements. But the grim mood of the finale's opening returns. As the bassoon introduces one more savage and grotesque march. It's hard to believe the Soviet music police accepted Prokofiev's dissociation of this music from the debauched conclusion of the opera. The symphony roars to a raucous conclusion with heavy blows from the brass and ends with a giant satanic raspberry. Prokofiev's fascination with the tension between good and evil, between humor and cruelty, drives both the plot of The Fiery Angel and The Journey of the Symphony No. 3. Both works end in spectacular sonic conflagrations, with only the audience left standing, and then only barely. This is Rick Malone for the San Francisco Symphony.